Good morning, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about the weather in different parts of Iran. Let's start with Sistan and Baluchistan. Sara, can you tell me about the weather there?
Good morning. Sistan and Baluchistan has a hot and dry climate, especially in summer, with temperatures often reaching above 40 degrees Celsius. Winters are mild, but can get cold at night.
Interesting. How about rainfall in that region? Is it a rainy area?
No, it's one of the driest parts of Iran. Rainfall is very low, usually less than 100 millimeters per year, and there are long periods of drought.
That makes sense. What about vegetation? Can much grow there with so little rain?
Not much. Mostly desert plants like shrubs and thorny bushes can survive. Some palm trees grow near water sources, but overall, vegetation is sparse.
Now, let's talk about Yazd. How is the weather there compared to Sistan and Baluchistan?
Yazd also has a desert climate, but it's a bit different. Summers are extremely hot, sometimes over 45 degrees Celsius, while winters are cold, especially at night.
Does Yazd get more rain than Sistan and Baluchistan?
A little more, but still very little, around 50 to 100 millimeters per year. Most rain falls in winter and early spring.
And how about plant life in Yazd?
Like Sistan and Baluchistan, vegetation is limited because of the dry climate. You'll see drought-resistant plants like tamarisk and some pistachio farms where irrigation is possible.
Great answers. So both regions are very dry, but Yazd has slightly colder winters and a little more rain, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent job. It's important to understand how climate affects life in different parts of Iran. Thank you for your answers.
You're welcome.
Now, let's compare these dry regions with some other parts of Iran. Catherine, can you describe the weather in Gilan in the north?
Yes. Gilan has a humid subtropical climate because it's near the Caspian Sea. Summers are warm and humid, around 25 to 30 degrees Celsius, while winters are cool and rainy, but it rarely gets very cold.
That sounds very different from Yazd and Sistan. How much rainfall does Gilan get?
A lot. Gilan is one of the rainiest places in Iran, with over 1,000 millimeters of rain per year, especially in autumn and winter.
With so much rain, the vegetation must be very different too, right?
Definitely. Gilan is very green, with dense forests, tea plantations, and rice fields. It's one of the few places in Iran where you'll see lush, forested mountains.
Wonderful. What's the weather like in Bandar Abbas?
Bandar Abbas has a hot desert climate, but it's also very humid because it's by the Persian Gulf. Summers are extremely hot, often above 40 degrees Celsius, with high humidity. Winters are mild and pleasant, around 20 to 25 degrees.
Does it get much rain there?
No, very little, usually less than 200 millimeters per year, mostly in winter. But the humidity makes it feel different from dry deserts like Yazd.
And what about plant life in Bandar Abbas?
Because of the heat and lack of rain, most plants are drought-resistant, like palm trees and shrubs. Mangrove forests grow along some coastal areas.
Interesting. Finally, let's talk about Tabriz in the northwest. How's the weather there?
Tabriz has a cold, semi-arid climate with hot summers, around 30 to 35 degrees Celsius, and very cold winters, often below freezing. It even snows in winter.
Does Tabriz get more rain than the desert regions we discussed earlier?
Yes, but not as much as Gilan. It gets about 250 to 300 millimeters per year, mostly in spring.
And what kind of vegetation grows there?
Since it's colder, you'll see grasslands and some forests in the mountains. Farmers grow wheat, barley, and fruits like apples that can handle the cold winters.
Excellent. So, we've seen how different Iran's climates are, from the rainy forests of Gilan to the dry deserts of Sistan and the cold winters of Tabriz. Thank you for your detailed answers.
You're welcome.